ॐ तव कथामृतं तप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scourged by the world. The words which have been uttered by the knowers of truth, which you have vouchsense, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible, those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda. In English, it is called Words of the Master. That is the translation of that book. We are studying Siddha Avastha, the science of an illumined soul, the science of the person who has realized God. That we are studying. Number 17. Gun tin prokarer, satya, rajo, tamo. Ei tin guner moddhe tar nikot pouchhe porjonto pouchhte pare na. যেমন একজন লোক বনের পথ দিয়ে চলে যাচ্ছিল, এমন সময় তিনজন ডাকাত এসে তাকে ধরল ও তার যা কিছু ছিল সর্বস্ব কেড়ে কুড়িয়ে নিলে। তার ভিতর একজন ডাকাত বলে, লোকটাকে রেখে আর কি হবে, এই কথা বলে খাঁড়া উঁচিয়ে তাকে কাটতে গেল। আরেকজন ডাকাত এসে বলল, না 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 হে, একে কেটো না, কেটে কী হবে, এর হাত পা বেঁধে এইখানে ফেলে রেখে যাও। পরে সকলে মিলে তার হাত পা বেঁধে সেখান থেকে সেখানে রেখে চলে গেল। কিছুক্ষণ পরে তাদের মধ্যে একজন ফিরে এসে বললে, আহা তোমার কত লেগেছে, এসো আমি এখন তোমার বন্ধন খুলে দিই। ডাকাতটি তখন বন্ধন খুলে দিয়ে বললে, আমার সঙ্গে সঙ্গে এসো, তোমায় রাস্তা দেখিয়ে দিচ্ছি। পরে রাস্তার নিকটবর্তী হয়ে বললে, ওই রাস্তা ধরে চলে গেলে তুমি বাড়ি পৌঁছবে। লোকটি তখন তাকে বলতে লাগলো, আপনি আমার প্রাণদান করলেন, আপনি আমার বাড়ি পর্যন্ত আসুন। ডাকাত তখন বললে, আমি সেখানে যেতে পারবো না, লোকে টের পাবে, আমি কেবল তোমাকে রাস্তা দেখিয়ে দিলুম, রাস্তা দেখিয়ে চললুম। ইট ইজ এ বিউটিফুল স্টোরি অফ শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ। দের আর থ্রি কাইন্ডস অফ কোয়ালিটি, গুণ, সত্ত্বা, purity, rajas, the quality which leads to work with attachment, and tamas, ignorance. These are the three gunas. But not one of these can reach the Lord. Just hear a story illustrating the point. A man was going through a forest when he was attacked by three robbers who despoiled him and everything he had. One of the robbers then said, what is the good of spitting this fellow? And forthwith lifted his axe to behead him. Another robber opposed the first and said, I say, do not kill the fellow. What is the good of killing him? Better leave him here with his arms and legs tied up. This was agreed to. And all the three fell upon their victim, bound him hand and foot, and then left the place. After some time, one of the robbers returned to the prisoner and said, alas, how hurt you must be. I shall instantly release you. Having released him, the robber desired him to accompany him and offered to conduct him out of the forest. When they neared the public road, the robber told his companion, that he would reach home by taking that road. The grateful fellow said, you have saved my life. Kindly come to my house. The robber answered, no, I cannot go there. People will know. I can only point out to you the road to your house. That being done, I must depart. That is the translation in the words of the Master. Now we shall see in the Gospel, M's record in the Gospel. There it is more vivid and more words. Gospel 2:18-19. First, try to understand what is the gunas. This prakriti, maya, has three gunas, qualities. Sattva, purity, calmness, serenity, all good divine qualities is in sattva. Rajas, activity, restlessness. Effort, endeavor, all these things are in the rajas. Tamas, laziness, dullness, sleep. All three gunas are essential to survive in this world. Try to understand all the time in this life, in this world, we need sleep. If you do not sleep, you will die. 3 days, 5 days, if you do not sleep, you will be crazy. I have no sleep. Day and night, if your mind works, you will be dead. Just see how prakriti, nature, balances our life. Sometimes I am calm, quiet, serene, restful, meditative. Sometimes I am very active. And sometimes I need rest, sleep. This is the way this human life and body functions in this world. All three are important. But all three gunas are in the domain of maya. Maya, prakriti, nature, functions through the gunas. When you read the 14th chapter of the Gita, there Krishna described elaborately about these three gunas, how they function in this world. Gunas. We'll have to overcome tamas by rajas and rajas by sattva. We want divine qualities, that means you will have to stay in the sattva guna most of the time. Rajaguna, workaholic, day and night, work. And tamoguna, lazy bums, do not do anything. We need balance. Look. When the Godhead is thought of as creating, preserving and destroying, it is known as the personal God, Shagun Brahman, or the primal energy, Adya Shakti. Again, when it is thought of as beyond three gunas, then it is called the attributeless reality, Nirgun Brahman. Beyond speech and thought, this is the supreme Brahman, Parabrahman. Under the spell of God's Maya, man forgets his true nature. He forgets that he is heir to the infinite glories of his Father. The divine Maya is made up of three gunas, and all three are robbers, for they rob man of all his treasures and make him forget his true nature. The three gunas are sattva, rajas, and tamas. Of this, sattva alone points the way to God, but even sattva cannot take a man to God. Maya has two departments, Vidyamaya, Avidyamaya. Avidyamaya will bind you, and Vidyamaya will release you. Avidyamaya, all worldly tendencies, bad tendencies, and Vidyamaya, all good tendencies. These are the Divuramite, Viparite, Vishuchi. Upanishad says these two tendencies are in all human beings, good and evil. Vidyamaya or Vidyamaya. So we'll have to cultivate Vidyamaya to counteract Avidya, ignorance. That Sri Ramakrishna is talking here. Let me tell you a story. Once a rich man was passing through a forest when three robbers surrounded him and robbed him of all his wealth. After snatching all his possessions from him, one of the robbers said, "What is the good of keeping the man alive? Kill him." Saying this, he was about to strike their victim with a sword, when the second robber interrupted and said, "There is no use in killing him. Let us bind him fast and leave him here. Then he won't be able to tell the police." Accordingly, the robbers tied him with a rope, left him, and went away. After a while, the third robber returned to the rich man and said, "Aha, you were badly hurt, aren't you? Come, I am going to release you." The third robber set the man free and led him out of the forest. When they came near the highway, the robber said, "Follow this road and you will reach home easily." "But you must come with me too," said the man. "You have done so much for me. We shall all be happy to see you at our home." "No," said the robber. "It is not possible for me to go there. The police will arrest me." So saying, he left the rich man after pointing out his way. Now the first robber, who said, "What is the good of keeping the man alive? Kill him," is tamas. It destroys. The second robber is rajas, which binds a man to the world and entangles him in a variety of activities. Rajas makes him forget God. Sattva alone shows the way to God. It produces virtues like compassion, righteousness, and devotion. Again, sattva is like the last step of the stairs. Next to it is the roof. The Supreme Brahman is man's own abode. One cannot attain the knowledge of Brahman unless one transcends the three gunas. The same story Sri Ramakrishna told in another place. Let me see there. Perhaps it is more elaborate. This world itself is the forest. The three robbers prowling here are sattva, rajas, and tamas. It is they that rob a man of the knowledge of truth.
Tamas wants to destroy him. Rajas binds him to the world, but Sattva rescues him from the clutches of Rajas and Tamas. Under the protection of Sattva, man is rescued from anger, passion, and other evil effects of Tamas. Further, Sattva loosens the bonds of the world. But Sattva also is a robber. It cannot give him the ultimate knowledge of truth, though it shows him the road leading to the supreme abode of God. Setting him on the path, Sattva tells him, look yonder, there is your home. Even Sattva is far away from the knowledge of Brahman. What Brahman is cannot be described. Do you know what it means? It means we need a guru who will show us the way. Oh, Sattva Guna is our guru. All divine qualities are our guru. The Sattvic pure mind is our guru. Go this way. In Chandogya Upanishad, there is a similar story. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. The person who was a teacher knows. Same story, a man was going through the forest. He was robbed, he was tied with the rope, he was blindfolded. Then this man came and released him and asked him, where do you come from? He was a good Samaritan. He said, I am coming from Panchala Desha. Oh, I know that place. Come on. Go this way, that way, that way, and then you will reach the home. That is the job of the guru. He shows the way. It is a beautiful story of Sri Ramakrishna. মুক্তপুরুষ সংসারে কিরূপ অবস্থায় থাকে জানো? যেমন ঝড়ের এঁটো পাতা, নিজের কোনো ইচ্ছা বা অভিমান থাকে না। বাতাসে তাকে উড়িয়ে যেদিকে নিয়ে যায় সেই দিকে যায়, কখনো বা আস্থা কুড়িয়ে, কখনো বা ভালো জায়গায়। হাউ ডু দি এমানসিপেটেড মুক্তপুরুষ লিবারেটেড পার্সন লিভ ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড Having no egoism or will of their own, they may be compared to dry leaves blown away, blown about here and there by the strong wind. The leaves are sometimes carried to a heap of rubbish, sometimes to a decent place. Similar is the case with the emancipated. We see sometimes during fall in St. Louis, in front of our ashrama, so many leaves, especially sycamore trees, fall on this road and the sidewalk, and the wind blows and some leaves come to our place, some on the street, some in the park, everywhere. In whatever wind directs, the leaves move to that direction. They are completely helpless. Mukta Purush. Let us see. Let us see how the Gospel says, M's Gospel, page 176. I am the machine and God is the operator. I act as He makes me act. I speak as He makes me speak. It is like the cast-off leaf before a gale. Sometimes it is blown to a good place, sometimes into a gutter, sometimes to the direction of the, according to the direction of the wind. Then Sri Ramakrishna told that a story that Rama Ritsa, everything is the will of Rama. Let me see, 646. 6, 5, 6. Mukta Purush. Anyhow, it is there. One day, one of our Swamis, holding the grill of his window, watching intently outside. And a young monk went to see him. And he waited 15, 20 minutes. Just to draw the attention of this great Swami who was watching outside through the grill, through the window. Then when he came, the old Swami, when he came to his senses, came. You were here? Yes. How long you were here, Maharaj? I am 15, 20 minutes, I am just here behind you. I am just watching you. What? Please tell me what you are watching. I like to know. The Swami said, which is a great answer. Do you know what I was watching? I was watching the leaves of the coconut palm tree on the Belur Monastery. I was watching the wind from the Ganges blowing. And whatever the wind goes, the leaf moves to that direction. Sometimes this side, sometimes in the middle, sometimes this side. The leaf, that palm leaf, coconut palm leaf, is moving according to the force of the wind of the Ganges. So I was thinking, if I could be the like that leaf, that I shall move according to the will of God, that leaf does not have any ego. So I should be like that egoless person, that God will move me and I shall move accordingly. As Sri Ramakrishna used to say, সকলই তোমার ইচ্ছা, ইচ্ছাময়ী তারা তুমি, তোমার কর্ম তুমি করমা লোকে বলে করিয়া। আমি ঘর তুমি ঘরণী, আমি রথ, আমি যন্ত্র তুমি যন্ত্রী, আমি ঘর তুমি ঘরণী, আমি রথ তুমি রথী, যেমন চালাও তেমনি চলি। আই এম দি ইনস্ট্রুমেন্ট, ইউ আর দি অপারেটর। আই এম দি হাউস, ইউ আর দি ইঞ্জয়ার। I am the chariot, you are the charioteer. In whatever direction you will drive me, I shall go to that direction, that's all. That kind of self-surrender is not so easy. As long as we have a little ego, always remember, that kind of surrender does not come. God is working through me. That he was talking about. He is a Mukta Purush, illumined soul. No ego. God is working through that person. That leaf, sometimes it goes in the gutter, in the drain, sometimes that leaf go on the streets, on the sidewalk, on the lawn. People walked over it, those leaves are no independence. What a beautiful illustration Sri Ramakrishna gave through his observation. Jhorer
Etopata. Etopata, do you know what Etopata means? In India, generally in the banquet, they eat on the leaf plate. After eating, they throw away the leaf plate in a dump. And then when they become dry and they are blown away by the wind here and there. They do not have any garbage place. Just they jump one of the garbage place and that's all. That's the etopata. Etopata means where you have taken your meal and then that leaf plate you have thrown away. Astaguriya. Astaguriya means in a gutter, dirty place. Paramsudhe bolten, Guru, Karta, Baba, ei tin kotha amar gaye kata bende. Ishwar Karta, ami akarta. Tini jantro, ami jantri. Tini jantri, ami jantro. 19. Sri Ramakrishna used to say the three words which prick me to the core are Guru, spiritual guide, Karta, free agent, actually master, and Baba, father. I am not the free agent, it is the Lord. I am merely an humble instrument in his hands. Let us see what Gospel says, 141. Do you know my attitude? As for myself, I eat, drink, and live happily. The rest, the Divine Mother knows. Indeed, there are three words that prick my flesh, Guru, Master, and Father. There is only one Guru, and that is Satchidananda. He alone is the teacher. My attitude toward God is that of a child toward his mother. One can get human gurus by the million. All want to be teachers, but who cares to be a disciple? Three words, Master, Teacher, Karta, pricks me like thorns. I am the Son of God, his eternal child. How can I be a father? God alone is the master, and I am his instrument. He is the operator, and I am the machine. If somebody addresses me as a guru, I say to him, go away, you fool. How can I be a teacher? There is no teacher except Satchidananda. There is no refuge except him. He alone is the free ferryman to take one across the ocean of the world to be joy. It is very difficult to act as an acharya. Acharya means teacher, preacher. It harms the acharya himself. Finding a number of men doing him reverence, he sits erect, crossing his legs, and says proudly, I am preaching, hear ye all. This is a very bad attitude. He gets a little prestige and it ends there. People will say at most, ah, Bijay Babu has spoken very well. He knows a great deal. Never cherish the attitude, I am preaching. I always say to the Divine Mother, O Mother, thou art the operator and I am the machine. I do as thou makest me do. I speak as thou makest me speak. Bijaya Krishna Goswami, he is a religious leader, very famous man of the Brahmo Samaj. Sri Ramakrishna is saying, don't say that I am a guru. Sri Ramakrishna is scolding this preacher. Brahma preacher. Oh, I have given such a beautiful lecture. Respect me, you know. Thakur is so funny. Guru, কর্তা বাবা। আবার শম্ভ মল্লিক ইউজ টু কল ঠাকুর গুরুজি, ঠাকুর ইজ কোটেড টু রাইট অ্যান্ড দ্যাট, ইউ আর মাই গুরু, আই এম নট ইউর গুরু, ইউ আর মাই গুরু, বাট অল থ্রু শম্ভু ইউজ টু কল হিম গুরুজি। গুরু, স্পিরিচুয়াল টিচার, কর্তা, ও ফ্রি এজেন্ট ইজ নট এ গুড ট্রান্সলেশন, কর্তা মিনস মাস্টার, হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ, ইউ আর মাই মাস্টার, ইউ আর মাই লর্ড, কর্তা ইজ দ্য লর্ড। অ্যান্ড বাবা, ইট ইজ এ বৈষ্ণব ট্র্যাডিশন, বৈষ্ণব পিপল দে কল দেয়ার গুরু বাবা, ভগবান বাবা, অমুক বাবা, তমুক বাবা, দে বাবা মানে ফাদার, গুরু। অ্যান্ড কর্তা, দে কর্তা ভাজা গ্রুপ, দে আর অ্যানাদার বৈষ্ণব সেক্ট, দে আস দেয়ার টিচার কর্তা। সো শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ ইজ টেলিং ইউ পিপল অ্যাড্রেস ইউর টিচার্স লাইক গুরু, কর্তা, বাবা, দোজ থ্রি ওয়ার্ডস প্রিক্স মাই স্কিন ফ্ল্যাশ, আই ডো নট লাইক টু হিয়ার দোজ ওয়ার্ডস। গজ অ্যালোন, সচ্চিদানন্দ অ্যালোন ইজ গুরু। আই রিমেম্বার উই হ্যাভ এ হিয়ার ওয়ান্স ইন 1978, ওয়ান অফ আ ডেভোটিস, হি ওয়াজ এ ডিসাইপল অফ স্বামী প্রভবানন্দ, কেম হিয়ার টু মেক এ স্বামী সৎপ্রকাশানন্দ 40th anniversary here. So he took some 8mm movie on Sat Prakashananda. And Virginia was there. And Virginia was a very staunch devotee of Sat Prakashananda, and he was a staunch devotee of Prabhavananda. So these two devotees had friction that which guru is great? My guru is greater than your guru. My guru is greater than your guru. But do you know, Sat Prakashananda ji, one incident cleared this competition of the guru. He wanted initiation from Brahmananda, Swami Sat Prakashananda. And Brahmananda used to harass, to test your sincerity. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, he will harass. Oh, come after some time. Oh, come this and that. Practice this. So that is the way he used to test his disciples. So 4 or 5 years gone. Then one day, Swami Sat Prakashananda was planning to get initiation from Holy Mother. So he went on the way to Jayarambaji, he became very sick. So he came back, he could not go to Jayarambaji. And the news spread, Swami Brahmananda heard about it. Then when Sat Prakashananda went to Belur Math, Brahmananda said, Shreyamsi bahu vighnani. If you do anything great, there are many obstacles. So he kept quiet. Then Maharaj initiated him. Then one day he asked Swami Sivananda, Achha Maharaj, some people take initiation from Brahmananda and some people take initiation from Holy Mother. Is there any difference? Swami Sivananda said, no, I don't see any difference. Same Ganges water is coming through two faucets. Same power of Sri Ramakrishna coming through Brahmananda, coming through Holy Mother. I don't see any difference. In the city, the water you drink, I drink the same water. Your faucet and my faucet bring the same Mississippi water. whole Kanzi sent to his city. Only one watch of supply. Same source, Mississippi River. So Gorge is the only source coming through different channels. That's all. Then one should not fight. Christian, Hindus, Jewish, Muslim, same source, God. There are not many gods. Otherwise, they had fight there. I am God, Hindu God, you are Christian God, let us fight. Sai Prabhupada used to make a joke. You know, in one car, Christ, Buddha, Ramakrishna, Christ, Krishna, you know, and if they are in one car, they will embrace each other, they will hug and they will make joke fun. And in one car, a Hindu and Christian and Muslim and Jew, if in one car, they will blow each other, eat each other. That is the difference. No difference. Karta Guru. Jotodin shudhu dhan thake, pute dilei gach hoy. Kintu sei dhanke siddho kore pute ar gach hoy na. Temni jara siddho hoyechen, tader ar ei sansare jonmogrohon korte hoy na. 20. It is the unboiled paddy grain that brings forth the shoot. The boiled grain does not. Similarly, one who has become siddho, boiled, perfect, has not to be born again in this world. Just 404.5 Gospel 404. There is a difference between sadhu endowed with jnana and with endowed with vijnana. The jnani sadhu has a certain way of sitting. He twirls his mustache and asks the visitor, "Well, sir, have you any question to ask?" But the man who always sees God and talks to him intimately has an altogether different nature. He is sometimes like an inert thing, sometimes like a ghoul, sometimes like a child, and sometimes like a madman. When he is in samadhi, he becomes unconscious of the outer world and appears inert. He sees everything to be full of Brahman consciousness. Therefore, he behaves like a ghoul. He is not conscious of the holy and the unholy. He does not observe any formal purity. To him, everything is Brahman. He is not aware of filth as much as such. Even rice and other cooked food, after a few days, become like filth. Again, he is like a madman. People notice his ways and actions and think of him as insane. Or sometimes he is like a child, no bondage, no shame, no hatred, no hesitation, or the like. One reaches this stage of mind after having the vision of God. When a boat passes by a magnetic hill, its screws and nails become loose and drop out. Lust, anger, and other passions cannot exist after the vision of God. It is no longer possible for the man who has seen God to beget children and perpetuate the creation. When a grain of paddy is sown, it grows into a plant. But a grain of boiled paddy
does not germinate. He who has seen God retains his eye only in name. No evil can be done by that eye. It is mere appearance, like the mark left on the coconut tree by its branch. The branch has fallen up, only the mark remains. This is called Bhojjito Beach. That I sometimes tell you. Fried peanut. An illumined soul is a fried peanut. Peanut with shell, if it is raw, if you put under the ground soil, it will germinate. Many peanuts will come from that one peanut. But when that peanut is fried, roasted, and that roasted peanut, if you put under the ground, it will never germinate. Because it destroys its potentiality. Similarly, an illumined soul, his mind, his ego, his desires are all burnt, all fried. So no more rebirth for him. He will never be born again. No desire, no birth. Very simple. No desire, no more coming to this world. How can we stop all of our desires? That is the whole mystery of a spiritual life.
পরমংশবস্থা কাকে বলে জানো? হাঁসকে দুধে জলে একসঙ্গে দিলে দুধ দিয়ে দুধ খেয়ে জলটি ফেলে রাখে। তারা তেমনি সংসারের সার যে সচ্চিদানন্দ তাকে গ্রহণ করেন, অসার যে সংসার তাকে ত্যাগ করেন। 21. What is that stage which being reached, one may be staged in as a paramahansa, the highest soul? Hamsa means both soul and swan. Just as the swan separates the milk from the water with which it has been mixed and drinks only the milk, leaving the water untouched. Similarly, a paramahansa accepts only what is real, that is the absolute, rejecting what is unreal, that is phenomenal world. G250. A paramahansa is beyond the three gunas. Though they exist in him, yet they are practically non-existent. Like a child, he is not under the control of any gunas. That is why paramahansa allows the small children to come near them, in order to assume their nature. Paramahansa may not lay things up, but his rule does not apply to householders. They must provide for their families. Is a Paramahansa aware of virtue and vice? Master, Keshavchand also asked that question. I said to him, if I explain that to you, then you won't be able to keep your society together. In that case, we had better stop here, said Keshav. Do you know the significance of virtue and vice? A paramahansa sees that it is God who gives us evil tendencies as well as good tendencies. Have not you noticed that there are both sweet and bitter fruits? Some trees give sweet fruit and some bitter or sour. God has made the mango tree which yields sweet fruit and also hock plum which yields sour fruit. The paramahansa realizes that all these good and bad, virtue and vice, real and unreal, are only the glories of God's Maya. But these are very deep thoughts. One realizing these cannot keep an organization together or anything like that. It is all God's play. 370. Let us see what 370 says. There are both Vidya, Mavidya, and Maya, and Avidya in this world of Maya,
who may be called Paramahansa. He who, like a swan, can take the milk from a mixture of milk and water, leaving aside the water. He who, like an ant, can take the sugar from a mixture of sugar and sand, leaving aside the sand. 579. All actions drop away when a man reaches the stage of the Paramahansa. He always remembers the ideal and meditates on it. He is always united with God in his mind. If he ever performs an action, it is to teach men. So that is the science of the Paramahansa, an illumined soul. 22. Prathamato agyan, tarpare gyan. Purishese jagan sachidananda labhai, togon gyan agyaner pare chole jay. Jemon gaye kacha phutle, baire theke jotno kore, arekta kacha ene, kacha tike tule fele, tarpar duti kachai fele dey. This story is Sri Ramakrishna. Example Sri Ramakrishna gave in many places. First ignorance, then knowledge. But both of these are relative. When one comes to know the absolute, one goes beyond the pale of both ignorance and knowledge. Take a parallel case. When a sharp thorn finds its way into the sole of your foot, you want a second thorn to take out the first. When the first is taken out, you throw away both. This Sri Ramakrishna mentioned several places in the Gospel how Abhidya Maya and Vidya Maya counteract. 288. Ram said, brother, go beyond both knowledge and ignorance. He who has knowledge has ignorance also. If a thorn has entered your foot, get another thorn and with its help take out the first, then throw away the second also. Should one throw away both knowledge and ignorance? M asked this question. Master, yes, that is why one should acquire vijnana. You see, he who is aware of light is also aware of darkness. He who is aware of happiness is also aware of suffering. He who is aware of virtue is also aware of vice. He who is aware of good is also aware of evil. He who is aware of holiness is also aware of unholiness. He who is aware of I is also aware of you. What is vijnana? It is knowing God in a special way, the awareness and conviction that fire exists in wood is jnana, knowledge. But to cook rice on that fire, eat the rice, and get nourishment from it is vijnana. To know by one's inner experience that God exists is jnana. But to talk to him, to enjoy him as child, as friend, as master, as beloved, is vijnana. The realization that God alone has become the universe and all living beings is vijnana. What a beautiful way Sri Ramakrishna explained this great mystery of spiritual life. Jnana and vijnana. You have seen milk. That is, you know, milk is white, liquid substance, comes from the cow and other animals, and that is a dairy product, and all those things come from milk. That much you know. That is jnana, that is knowledge. And vijnana means special knowledge. You have drunk milk, you got nourishment, strength, that is vijnana. That means you have the spiritual experience. Jnana is theoretical knowledge. Vijnana is practical knowledge, direct experience. That's Sri Ramakrishna said. The 780, 781, let us see what Thakur said. Suppose a man has pierced a man's foot, he picks another thorn to pull out the first one. After extracting the first thorn with the help of the second, he throws both away. One should use the thorn of knowledge to pull out the thorn of ignorance. Then one throws away both the thorns, knowledge and ignorance, and attains vijnana. What is vijnana? It is to know God distinctly by realizing his existence through an intuitive experience and to speak to him intimately. That is why Sri Krishna said to Arjuna, go beyond the three gunas. Clear. যে ব্যক্তি সিদ্ধি লাভ করেছে অর্থাৎ যার ঈশ্বর সাক্ষাৎকার রয়েছে তার দ্বারা আর কোনোরূপ অন্যায় কার্য হতে পারে না। যেমন যে নাচতে জানে তার পা কখনো বেতালে পড়ে না। 23. আফটার ওয়ান হ্যাজ রিচড পারফেকশন সিদ্ধি দ্যাট ইজ হ্যাজ সিন দি লোড ওয়ান বিকামস ইনকেপেবল অফ ডুইং এনিথিং রং এ পারফেক্ট ড্যান্সার নেভার টেকস এ রং স্টেপ Let us see when the gospel says. Brahmo, if it is God that makes me do everything, then I am not responsible for my sins. Master, with a smile. Yes, Duryodhana also said that. O Krishna, I do what thou seest in my heart makest me do. If a man has the firm conviction that God alone is the doer and he is an instrument, then he cannot do anything sinful. He who has learned to dance correctly never makes a false step. One cannot even believe in the existence of God until one's heart becomes pure. There is a saying in our language, naste na janle uthone dosh. If you do not know how to dance well, you will blame the stage. Most people are like that, you know. They always blame something. You are responsible for my miserable life. They always blame others. You talk in order to awaken the spiritual consciousness of the devotee. You once said that when an uncooked luchi is dropped into boiling ghee, it makes a sizzling noise. The master began to talk him about Hazara. Do you know the nature of good man? He never troubles others. He does not harass people. The nature of some people is such that when they go to a feast, they want a special seat. I want who has true devotees to God never makes a false step, never gives other troubles for nothing. 1. Brihaspatir putra kacher samadhi bhanger por jokhon mon bohirjogote neme aschilo তখন ঋষিরা তাকে জিজ্ঞাসা করেছিলেন, এখন তোমার কিরূপ অনুভূতি হচ্ছে? তাতে তিনি বলেছিলেন, সর্বম ব্রহ্মময়ম, তিনি ছাড়া আর কিছুই দেখতে পাচ্ছি না। হুইন দি মাইন্ড অফ কচ সান অফ বৃহস্পতি দি প্রিস্ট অফ দি গডস ওয়াজ রিটার্নিং টু দি সেন্স প্লেন আফটার সমাধি দি ঋষিস আস্কড হিম, হাউ ডু ইউ ফিল নাও? কচ He answered, I feel that God is immanent in everything. I do not see anything else except Him. Page 851. So long as eye consciousness exists, a man cannot go beyond the relative. Through meditation he can negate the phenomena, following the process of niti niti, and reach the absolute. But nothing can really be denied, as in the instance of the well fruit. Doctor, quite true. Master, Kacha had been immersed in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. When his mind was coming down to the relative plane, someone asked him, "What do you see now?" Kacha replied, "I see that the universe is soaked, as it were, in God. Everything is filled with God. It is God alone who has become all that I see. I do not know what to accept and what to reject. In my opinion, one should realize both Nitya and the Leela, absolute and relative, and then live in the world as the servant of God." Hanuman saw both the personal God and formless reality. He then lived as a devotee of God, as his servant. So up to this tonight, we finished stage of a perfect soul, Siddha Avastha. Bas, tonight is the last class, before summer. Then after summer vacation, the class will begin. You will find in the bulletin, perhaps in September, October bulletin, you will find our classes. Bas, Sunday there will be lecture. And Wednesday, we have Vivekananda Festival. Please come.